This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Hey, welcome back to The Party. Here we are, because it's Wednesday and we are in the potty cabin.
And we're sad. We're just a wee bit sad because our Danny boy. Oh, Danny boy. The pipes are ringing.
And I actually think Danny's stomach's ringing today. That was beautiful, by the way, Serene. Touched my heart.
Yeah, you know, I miss my calling.
That goes out to you, Danny. Danny's sick. Poor guy. He got something from his kid. It's a throw-up thing. And so he was actually willing to be the man and drive out here. We said, Danny, turn yourself around and go home.
Well, we have a whole hilltop of babies and children we don't need having
the
crud.
Yeah, so we don't need it, but he was willing to do that. And no Danny means no potty tea, Serene.
I know. I'm so – and I was counting on it too. I was counting on it today. I just really needed that potty tea fix. At least we won't be going to the bathroom every 3 seconds.
I know that's true. But we have a topic burning on our hearts today. And so we're going to bring you a lot of stuff with or without Danny, actually.
And Pearl, you're the only one with the notes, so how am I going to seem intelligent?
I know. I sat here like 5 minutes before we started and actually wrote notes for you. This is the first time we've done a potty with notes.
I know.
We're going to talk about let's just say you are really on a budget. But even if you're not on a budget, we want you to listen to this because these are the top 10 basic foods that you can slim down on, get healthy on, do the whole trim healthy mama plan on. Nothing special.
Yeah. And this here is your safety net. Mm-hmm. To say, hey, if you don't ever, 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 ever get a penny to spare for a specialty ingredients, there is no reason you can't do Trim Healthy Mama.
Absolutely.
With these top 10 foods. In fact, we started Trim Healthy Mama on these top 10 foods. That's all we ever ate.
And you know what? They remain our core. I'm looking at this list right now, Serena, and I'm thinking, yep, got that in my cupboard, got that in my cupboard. I have every single one of these things in my cupboard and they are always there.
They're basics.
Mm-hmm. So if you're wondering, well, how do I do this? I mean, what foods do I fill my – if you have these 10, you got it. You can do the plan. Yes. And so, Serene, you're sitting on the other couch.
Yeah, so I can't see it. So you roll with number one.
Number one.
Oh.
Cabbage.
Yes.
Now, when people think of cabbage, they think some wilted, sort of like soggy plop on your plate.
I know. And I remember growing up. Yes. When our father would tease us, we'd be like, Dad, it's my birthday. Yeah. What are you going to do? Like, are you going to, you and Mum going to bring home something special? And he'd be like, we're bringing home cabbage salad, which was meant to be
the worst,
the horrific thing.
Cabbage growing up was always supposed to, I mean, people think of it as a nasty vegetable, but it can be an incredible boost to your health. It is cruciferous. That means it's cancer fighting.
And it's so jolly. High in fiber.
Yes.
And it's got full of silica, so it's beautifying.
Yeah, it's beautifying for your skin. And it is yummy. It's a vehicle for flavor, you see.
There's a billion other things that make it so special, but we're just flying off the top of our
Yeah, but it's all how you make it. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you can make wonderful cabbage noodles.
Oh,
yes. Just cut it finely, super finely, like angel hair. Saute those up. There you got your noodles. Or if you're a drive-thru Sue like me, don't even cut it. Buy bagged angel hair cabbage at the store.
That angel hair cabbage fried up with coconut oil or butter next to eggs in the morning is one of my faves.
I know you. That's what I'm saying. You never think of cabbage for breakfast, but you can do cabbage for breakfast. You can do it for lunch. You can obviously have it as a salad. You know, bagged cabbage is great for a salad. You know, put some mayo on it and chicken.
I just, like you said, like the angel hair, and I don't always cut an angel hair. I love it for my noodles, for my nudies. Yeah. I just love it. I'll put salmon on it. I'll put, you know, tilapia on it. Mm-hmm. I'll put chicken.
It's a great bed. Yes. It's a great bed to lay things on, whether sauteed or whether raw. I mean, think of our plan, Serene, like basic recipes. If you go to our cookbook, an egg roll in a bowl, you don't even need to go to our cookbook. It's all over the webs. It's so all over hearty. The internet now, egg roll in a bowl. The basics of it is cabbage, and then you put some ground meat with it and seasonings and spices, and it fills a crowd.
Now, it's not bird food. Let's just think of the cultures in the world where cold climates, where you imagine the people – chowing down.
Mm.
Russia,
Romania,
exactly. All these places, and they live on cabbage. Cabbage is a basics because it's hearty, people.
Yes.
It really is. This is not bird food.
No, and why are we loving cabbage? It's one of the most inexpensive vegetables.
Yes.
That you can buy.
And it's one of the most nutritious.
Yes.
And can you, Pearl, have you ever tried making garlic bread with a cabbage?
No.
You like cut a cabbage in half and then lay the cut part down on maybe like a greased baking tray. And then you kind of slice it like you would bread, but not all the way through. Okay. So there's like a little bit of left to connect.
Okay.
And then you kind of like drizzle oil down in the whole coconut oil or whatever you want.
Butter.
Down in the down in the creases, and then sprinkle garlic and salt and you roast it.
No way.
It's delicious.
So you have it on the side of your plate almost. Do you eat that with a fork or with your hands type thing?
Oh no, you just then you pull off a slice or cut off that last little bit like you
and
would.
It's all yummy garlic and garlicky
and
buttery.
Oh, it's just so delicious.
Oh, I've never done
it. It caramelizes.
Yes. Why did that not go in our cookbook we just wrote, Serene?
I was just brain dead at the end of that cookbook.
I know. Well, we'll save that for another one.
Okay, so next
salmon.
Oh, yum.
I know, and you're thinking salmon. Salmon's expensive. Oh, no, it's not.
No?
Not the way we do salmon.
Yeah.
Okay, because we are budgeting families, big families.
Walmart or Aldi's.
Or any budgeting grocery
and
store.
And it's wild caught too.
You buy it frozen, people. I know that fresh tastes, incredible.
Yeah.
Occasionally, I don't know, once a year we might buy fresh salmon.
I never buy fresh salmon. When I go out to a restaurant, I do fresh salmon. Yes. That's when I keep.
But the frozen, and then you can get like, you know, a pound, like a 4-pack of fillets, really nice fillets, wild caught.
$5.
Well, $5 to $6 at some places.
Okay, but listen, that's cheaper than a McDonald's hamburger and you've got four to five servings.
Yeah, exactly. See, that's feeding four.
Yeah.
Or if you've got kids, then you need half a piece each if they're little kids.
Yeah.
So it is feeding 4 to 5.
Now, salmon is so beyond healthy.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, the fats, the
DMAE.
Yes.
And that's for your skin and
firming
your brain.
The skin. Yes.
And the omega-3s in there, which is such an important part of the balancing of your fats.
Exactly.
And you know, I know that people say sometimes, well, I hate salmon. It's really all in the way you cook it.
Do you know what? You know, sometimes I like to saute it up with coconut oil or butter and, you know, salt and black pepper and just make a nice fillet. But you know, sometimes if I just want to do it quick, Pearl, I'll just quickly put that little frozen thing in hot water from the tap.
Okay.
You know, in its little pouch. They say remove it, but I just can't be bothered.
Really?
I just keep it in this pouch and put it in warm water, hot water till it's thawed. It takes like 3 minutes.
Okay.
Then I take it out of that little plastic pouch and just rinse it down.
Okay.
And stick it in a centimeter of water with a little soy
just
sauce in it.
Just enough to cover it? Or
yeah, and I poach it and I just bring it to a boil, then turn it to low. And by the time I've got my salad all beautiful and ripped up, it's done. I drain off the water and I just like flake it and then put balsamic vinegar and olive oil and I just spice it up and then throw it all over my salad. It's not hot. It's like warm.
Oh, and it warms your salad.
Yes.
I love a warm salad because cold salad makes me feel like I'm eating salad. But if there's a warm protein, it's like
beautiful,
a party
it's so
meal.
So quick.
Yeah.
It's so quick.
Yeah, that's like a 5-minute meal there. Do you know my favorite way to eat salmon though is at lunchtime. Mm-hmm. I usually do. I mean, my family, I can make them eat salmon. And we'll talk about canned salmon in a minute.
Yeah.
The salmon patties. Yes, they eat that. But like fillets of salmon, I'm the lover and they're not so much. So I do that for lunch usually because I'm sort of on my own for lunch.
Yeah. My children like tilapia.
Yeah.
More than salmon. But I just love salmon.
Oh, I love, I just get a zucchini, a big one, just dice it up so finely, fry it up in a frying pan and I use a big, you know, big skillet. And one side I'm doing the zucchini, the same time I get my thawed fillet, do it on the other side. And then they're cooking sort of at the same time. So you've got another basically 5 to 10 minute meal here. Lots of good spices, nutritional yeast, salt and pepper, you know, cayenne pepper. Then when you're done.
And they could have put the cabbage on the side there too.
You're absolutely with the cabbage. But I use a zucchini or a yellow squash. Put a big, then it's done. Pile it on my plate. Put the salmon on top. I feel like I'm at a restaurant.
It
was cheap
like
and inexpensive.
Yes.
So yummy.
I remember coming to your house with some of the book edits last time and you making that.
Oh,
and I was like taking half
I mean,
of
that's
it.
My lunch
two
or three times a week.
Yeah.
If it's not a salad, it's that. No, I know. Okay, so you're saying, but I'm, hold on. Guys, you know, I can't love salmon. Give us some baby step belief. Try it in these ways we're talking about.
Let me just be vulnerable. I was a vegetarian my whole life.
Yeah.
And then I was a vegan raw foodist. And when I realized it wasn't such a great idea for my health, everything was like my teeth were falling out of my mouth. I was kind of falling apart. I needed that protein. I had to ask the Lord for the love of it, you know, and I actually had to open my brain too and just say, this is an amazing food. Mm-hmm. It is healthy, so I'm going to love it. And I kind of just told myself to love it. And I babysit. At first, I had to have it all like forked up.
Yeah.
So it was like all in little tiny bits. Bites.
Like you didn't want to bite into a
but
big
now
piece.
Now I can just order a huge filet and want more. And I really want my ounces, right, Pearl?
Yeah, yes. Oh, Serene. Oh, don't ever go to a restaurant with Serene, please, people. Just save yourself the misery. If you go to a restaurant with Serene, she gets anxious about her ounces. Like, she always asks the server, so how many, she's got this look. She puts her finger on her cheek. So how many ounces is the salmon? And they're like, six, or you can get an eight. She's like, the eight. Can you please make sure it's the eight? No, not the six. Not the six. The eight.
But you know what? They always bring me the six. Pearl never cares and never asks. And she and gets put in front of her face the big, beautiful salmon. And I get this like chicken nugget size little scrawny end. And it's like, I don't know if it's like I'm meant to be learning this like satisfied contentment. But every time, if we all order the same salmon dish, like a whole table full of people, I get the scrawniest piece.
You did. It's happened about 100 times. I don't know if it's God's lesson to you, Serene, to just be thankful for what you get. But then she looks at mine longingly. I have offered mine a few times to you, but then she's like, oh, no, I couldn't do that to you, Pearl. Anyway, so we're saying, hey, it's mind talk. Once again, we talk a lot about what you tell yourself on this podcast, and it is what you tell yourself you become. Oh. As the Bible says, as a man thinketh in his head, so is he. You tell yourself you're a salmon lover. But hey, if you're not, baby steps, you can definitely do the plan without it. Lots of other proteins.
Great. Number three. Let's talk about another protein. Can we put that there?
Oh, okay. Let's talk about another protein. Eggs.
Eggs. Chicks. Yes. So cheap. We have our own chickens.
Yes.
They run around and they give us beautiful golden yolks. But you know what? It's Easter egg hunt because I want them to be all like, I don't want to feed them.
Free range.
So they're all free range to the point where it's like treasure hunt when you find an egg. Yeah. So for my huge family, we buy Aldi's eggs. Sometimes they're like under a dollar, 79 cents for
That's
a whole
dozen.
That's
what they were last week when I went there.
Yes.
And we've said this on the podcast before because we love eggs and we've had another potty about the you know, the wonderfulness of eggs. But hey, Aldi's eggs are blessed. They have a scripture.
They do. And I tell you what, their yolks are even more golden than those $6 pasture-fed happy eggs from Whole Foods.
Aldi's has to love us. We give them such
and
love.
And we've also talked on other podcasts too and in the book. Hey, you know what? In a perfect world, we would all have these pasture-raised wonderful eggs. But maybe then you couldn't afford to have an egg or you could only have one. And what's the point, right? Mm. So you need the protein. You need the healthy fats inside the eggs. You just need all the eggs have to offer. So
if all you can afford is battery-raised eggs, you know, just eggs that you don't absolutely know what the chickens' names were, and you still can get healthy. You can still slim down on this wonderful protein that study after study is now showing is not harmful
and
to your cholesterol.
And I said healthy fats in the eggs, and I do understand if they're fed the bugs and if they fed the flax meal, they have more omega-3s inside the eggs. But still, there are some things in eggs that you cannot get if you're not going to eat an egg because you don't have the money for the expensive kind.
Yes,
you still
like
need
the
eggs.
Lutein and things like that. These are just essential things in eggs.
For your brain.
Yeah, exactly. And even if they're not fed organically or fed bugs, even if they're fed...
That's where you pray over them.
Yeah. Got it.
That's where faith comes in.
And we're told to pray over our meals.
And I'm like, God, you either give me the finances to provide this superfood, perfect food for my children, or you'll bless them with protection because, sometimes he just blesses
with protection.
But eggs
feed protein to our large families.
Yeah.
I mean, they really do. I am an egg lover.
Oh, so am I. In the morning, a huge non-starchy fry up with eggs. Yeah. Like I just cut up, I love kale. Mm. I cut up kale like
what
really
were you
fine.
Telling me the other day? I've started eating so much more kale because of what you said to me because I was a spinach girl and now I'm more
spinach
kale.
Spinach is great and I love it. But, you know, if I'm going to overdo a green, I'll overdo kale because it doesn't have the oxalates. It's actually a low oxalate green.
Okay, so when you say oxalate, I'm being Danny now because Danny is like, and gosh, what does that mean? Now, how does he say it? Girls? What's oxalate? Tell me about oxalate.
Well, oxalates can kind of cause little crystals inside of your joints and can give pain and things like that, but it has to be an overdose. Mm-hmm. Spinach is not going to do that, but I like to overdose on my greens, right? Yeah. And
oxalates, you put them in smoothies, you put them in salads, you put them in stir fries.
Yeah.
And so kale.
Oxalates has other issues too, but yeah. This is not a podcast on oxalates. So, but kale is low in oxalates. Okay. So you can have them raw, you can have them cooked. And also they find that cooking spinach doesn't really help taking the oxalates out. Now, spinach is great. Do not stop eating spinach.
Right.
But I like to load up. Well, so I load up on my kale.
Hearty too.
Yes. I slice it very thin.
Yeah.
And then I'll slice a few those little red rainbow sweet peppers and a few little baby Bella mushrooms. But it comes to a lot of non-starches. I throw it in my pan that I've sprayed with a non-stick. Stick a little bit of salt, mineral salt on it. Just sprinkle a little bit and it helps draw out the moisture. And I put, after I've rinsed my kale, there's a little bit of moisture on the kale. So I put the lid on and it wilts. I just like get it hot on number 6 and then turn it down to low. And it kind of wilts it. And then I'm kind of get a couple of eggs. And I whisk it up with a nutritional yeast, a little bit of apple cider vinegar. It just gives a little tartness and some pepper, black pepper, and a little half teaspoon of miso. And I whisk it up and pour it on those soft non-starchies and make the yummiest large non-starchy egg scramble. It's huge. Then I grate sheep's cheese on top and pour a teaspoon because I had no oil in that because it was just a spritz of non-stick
pan. Oh, right. So there's your fat. Yeah.
Then I put a teaspoon of extra virgin coconut oil on.
Yeah. Oh, so you and put – yeah, so you're not cooking virgin coconut oil. So you're keeping –
and the flavor just like drizzles and melts all over. And then I sprinkle –
this is the longest description in the entire world. It's gone for half an hour.
What is that sprinkle I put in that pepper? That pepper that's smoky? What is it? Chipotle.
Chipotle.
Oh, I'm in heaven. And it's so filling I can hardly get through it.
Hey, Mr. Producer, we haven't even done how many? Three. Where are we on time?
17 minutes.
Let's just speed through.
Okay, what's...
No, but I wanted to say, so that's your S breakfast. That's how you do your eggs.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, okay, if you're not doing an meal.
Fried eggs for me is not enough food.
No, okay.
So when I wake up and have just 2 fried eggs, I'm starved. So I have
to
fill it.
So you like to fill your plate.
I have to fill it with non-starches to make it through.
Hey, mamas. Do you have a question for Serene and Pearl? Send your email to support@trimhealthymama.com.
Let's talk about another inexpensive thing that we can use for emails. And I need Danny's potty tea because I've been talking a lot. And that is oatmeal.
I get mad when people tell me that they don't love it. Now, I'll still love you guys if you say that you don't love it, but let me just tell you why you should love it. It even has a little bit of protein in it without adding anything
to
it.
That's why it's a slow-burning grain.
Yes. And it's so yummy sweet with cinnamon and gentle sweet or a little dunk of stevia. And you can either, if you're dairy-free, I mean, because you can pour an almond milk where that's dairy-free, but I like to do a teaspoon of coconut oil with boiling water, with like a cup of boiling water, and put my gentle sweet and my cinnamon, vanilla, and a little mineral salt and make a trimmy and pour that over my oatmeal. So
you mean
divine.
You blend those things? You blend?
Yes, I blend and make a trimmy.
Okay, so explain that for
and
people.
If you want, I get a cup of boiling water and I stick in gentle sweet or super sweet to taste. If I was doing super sweet, it'd be about a teaspoon, about a tablespoon of gentle sweet.
Yes.
And then I'd put a little, like a quarter of a teaspoon of cinnamon, and then a squirt of vanilla, a few pinches of mineral salt.
Then you blend that and you pour it over your cooked
and
oatmeal.
And my teaspoon of coconut oil.
Yes,
and
the coconut oil makes it cream.
If you want protein in there, put a little collagen. If you're going to do whey, blend it first and then add your whey. And just turn it off immediately or just blend for 2 seconds
because
you don't want it poofed.
No special ingredients here. So you don't have to add that.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
You can have just oatmeal for breakfast.
You
can.
Or you have a side of egg whites. And here's another thing. We're talking if you're new to our plan, an e-meal means your carb meal, your energizing meal. And so oatmeal is a great energizing food. It gives you great carbs. But you can have it savory as well, Serene.
Yes, but what I was saying about you don't have to is it's like when we have lentil soup. Occasionally you can have.
Yeah, occasionally
lentil
you
has
can.
A little bit of protein. I mean, this is not what you would have every morning
for
breakfast.
But you don't have to be rigid. I'm like you can never eat oatmeal without added protein. Sometimes you could. You'll survive. You'll be fine. And especially if you're on a budget.
But if you want to just scramble a few egg whites on the side, then you have this yummy, extra large, slimming breakfast.
And I love to have it savory.
So do I.
Like if I have leftover oatmeal, I'll actually spray my pan. I'll do some egg whites, on one side of the pan. I'll actually saute my oatmeal up with nutritional yeast and salt and pepper.
So
it's divine. It gets a little
cream pepper on top.
Yes.
Love it.
Oh my goodness. And that's a great lunch too.
Yes.
In another way, you can do oatmeal bread. And our first book, it's the basic easy bread. 1 cup of cottage cheese, 1 cup of egg whites, 1 cup of oats. Blend the oats first, add the other things, a little salt. Bake that in a pan, or you can make pancakes out of it because if you put sweetener in it, it's a pancake, right?
What baking about your powder?
Two teaspoons of baking powder. You can either have that sweet for your pancakes or savory without your sweetener, and it's bread. These are inexpensive ways
to do
it.
Yes, they are. It's super healthy and super slimming. And what about your Buster Myth banana cake?
Exactly. It's all oatmeal based.
Yeah, and I don't even know the page number, but check it out. Buster Myth banana cake.
Check it out in our cookbook.
Yes.
Okay, the next thing we need to get through these real quick. Okay.
You've got to throw a handful of oats into your soups.
Mm.
Oh, it makes them so hearty and so yummy. And it kind of thickens up the water a little bit. So it doesn't feel like you've got just like a broth. There's a little bit of a more hearty mouthfeel to
it. And even in a soup, you know, you can have it, as we said, you can have just a very few carbs in an S meal or a little bit of fat in an E meal. And so just a very small handful of...
It's not even an S helper.
It's not. That's fine. Okay. So, and it does something to soups, doesn't it? Real quick, Serene, let's get to the next one. Frozen berries. That's the way to get your vitamin C.
Yes.
And frozen is the way to make it inexpensive.
Exactly. I never buy fresh unless fresh like strawberries go on sale at Aldi's. Yeah. And they're like a dollar a pack.
Or unless you've got an orchard close by and you can do
that. Oh, yeah, we do that. But I'm saying buy at the store.
Well, if you buy them fresh, they are expensive. Especially
we're blessed because we live out in the woods and we have wild blackberries every year.
They're about to come up. I was thinking that as I went past the wild blackberry patch.
I smelt their blossoms as I walked here to this potty cabin.
I know. So that's exciting. We'll be picking those soon. But frozen is the way to go. Why do we want you to eat berries on plan?
So high in antioxidants.
Yes.
Oh, anti-inflammatory.
And they're so high in vitamin C. And when you eat a protein-centered plan like ours is, you need your vitamin C to balance it. It's the perfect balance to protein.
It so is. And as we said, inadequate supplies of vitamin C makes weight loss a very hard game.
Yes, you need your vitamin C. You get that on our plan. You don't have to take a supplement for it, although you could, but is in berries and in your green leafy greens. They have more than oranges. So there's nothing wrong with an orange, but berries and your green leafies have more. And so
what do we do with berries? Dessert? Yeah. Cheap dessert? I love just berries with just a little drizzle of cream.
Oh, yes.
Well, my children that's their
and
treat.
And, of course, cottage berry whip. Our basic staple. Listen, guys, if you've never tried that because you think you hate cottage cheese, you won't. Half a cup of frozen berries.
Yep.
Half a cup of cottage cheese.
A dunk of stevia. That's budget. You don't even need gentle sweet.
You don't need for that. And stevia is your least expensive sweetener. And it tastes good. It won't taste bitter in this dessert.
Now, you don't put this in a blender. You put it in a food processor.
A food processor. Whip it up. It's like ice cream.
It's like cheesecake ice cream.
It is.
It's divine.
It's so good. And these are other things in your smoothies. Throw berries in your smoothies. Throw berries in your salads.
Thawed raspberries.
Yes. Thawed raspberries in a salad. It will put all
in
this
your oatmeal. It's delicious.
Absolutely. And so that's an inexpensive way of doing that, guys.
Or just pop them in your mouth straight.
Absolutely. Yeah, my children think that they're like frozen candy treats. Yummy. Next thing's beans and lentils.
Oh, in the summer, if you're watching a movie like Fun Family Movie Night or something, and you know you just want that hand-to-mouth satisfaction while you're watching something, but you know what? You don't realize how many things you're taking in your mouth with the hand.
When you're watching a movie.
Frozen berries, they take a long time to eat. They're a great thing to snack on while you're
watching. You remember when I was pregnant with Meadow, my very first child, and I had this addiction to frozen berries, but my body was craving the vitamin C.
It was. And shows you how much, like how light of a food they are. Yeah. You gained like nothing.
Yeah,
you should have
because
gained.
I kept eating berries constantly. Okay, the next thing is beans and lentils.
Beans, the magical fruit.
The more you eat, you know.
Boom, boom, boom.
But really,
my husband is a tall, strapping man of 6 foot, jolly
six,
six,
six and, foot six.
Yeah, and he was raised on beans. He'd come home for dinner and to eat after school, and he'd say to his mother, "What's there to eat?" And she said, "Many things, all of them beans."
That's right. Because they were raised in New Mexico and basically in a hippie commune. They didn't have a lot of money.
Yeah, no, they didn't have like hardly a cent to rub together.
Yeah, so beans, and it's all, listen, if you don't want beans to give you gas, a good soaking them will be great. Soaking them for 7 hours.
Even
if
adding
you wanna,
a little kombu seaweed, but that's a little bit complicated. Let's just be complicated. Simple.
Or even beans in a can, Serene, is what I do. You're much more from the scratch.
I just rubbed my heel across the coffee table and it sounded like a little toot. That wasn't a toot, guys.
It did. Sound effects. But beans are full of protein. They're full of resistant starch.
That's it.
That's why you can eat more beans, like in your e-meals, which is your energizing carb meals, than say other things like grains, because beans are very, very slow burning grain.
Now, don't just think chili when you think of beans. Now, you can make chili. You can make beans into an e-chili where you can eat. You can have more beans in the chili.
Yeah,
so
and then
you can
have
beans
lean
as the star.
And lean protein.
Right, so you can do the trick beef where you do the little trick where you
brown it,
and then you put very, very hot water over it, and then you even boil water and pour it over and press the bottom of a large mug on it while you're pouring the boiling water on it so that it kind of just drains all that oil off of it. Yeah. And then rinse it with cold water and kind of squeeze it.
So then that's an ultra lean beef
if
that you
can't
can
afford
use,
like lean turkey. You just you know, buy your regular beef.
And yeah, that's a cheap way to do.
Yeah.
A lean and lots of beans. And
hey, or if you're a hunter.
But here's Serene's idea. I mean, we had, as we've mentioned on other podcasts, we started this plan back when we started Trim Healthy Mama on the tightest budgets you could ever imagine because our husbands were having trouble in the work that they had. Well, mine was working two jobs.
It was back in that time when you know, America was going through it.
Yeah. And so we were very struggling financially. But I did this because you told me. I was like, Serena, I can barely afford to feed these children. You're like, Pearl, here's what I do.
Yeah.
And the children are out of school for lunch. You know, they come, they're hungry. I'm like, I always have a big pile of cooked beans up.
Yeah. I would cook packs and packs in these huge like
cauldrons.
Yes. and then I'd drain the water off them and let them cool and then stick them in big containers or Ziplocs in the fridge. And then when they wanted something to eat, I mean, listen, we fed them eggs, we fed them protein. Yeah. Don't just think we're like beans and rice family. But, you know, growing children, you can hardly fill them, right? So they would just fry up beans with.
It was called a bean fry up. Yeah. My children started doing bean fry ups. It got us through those
Parmesan
very lean
cheese,
years.
Hot sauce, all that'd be creative and make all different kinds of.
So they'd take their beans
flavors
and put them in a fry pan, added whatever seasonings they want, and they were yummy. They get crispy.
To this day, bean fry ups, they ask for them. And now we have money to do not just beans, like for snacks.
And they're of course, like, those are a crossover because you're putting fats with your beans, but that's great for children.
Hey, now let's talk about people who want to stick on plan. I love making white bean mashed potatoes.
Yes, you whiz them up in the food processor.
And then you
after
make a glucky gravy. Tell them about your glucky gravy, Pearl.
Well, you just get any old chicken stock or, you know, and then and seasonings, basically all it is, and then thicken with a whisk with glucky while you heat it up. It's absolutely delicious. Put some nutritional yeast in there.
Oh, that's the key.
Oh,
a little
and then
chili
you've got,
powder sometimes.
Yes.
Little bags.
Oh, absolutely.
And when you cook the white beans, drain the water off, put them in the food processor with, like, depending on how many people are eating, a teaspoon of fat per person.
Yes.
The most delicious garlic.
Creamy.
Oh.
Now, but here's another thing. Lentils are so cheap. Lentil soup can feed a family for 3 days. I'm telling you.
I have got a huge cauldron of it in my fridge right now.
Yeah. And my children love it because we, you know, we raise them on lentil soup.
We do.
And I to this day, I love me some lentil soup.
Yeah, and you can, like
it's
we
cheap.
Said.
I'm talking a dollar for a pound.
It's a great e-meal. And children can cross it over and sprinkle cheese on top. Now, if you're concerned about protein because you don't want to, we base our Trim Healthy Mama meals around protein. Like we said with the oatmeal, an occasional meal that has a little bit in naturally.
Beans have
fine,
some protein.
But you can do other things like have lentil soup and on the side.
Yeah.
You can have a quiche that you made out of egg whites
or
with veggies.
Some, you know, just a little bit of chicken breast in your lentil soup.
Oh, divine.
I mean, that's great, but we got to get through these, Serene. The next on our list is sweet potatoes, another great energizing carb food that in season is very inexpensive.
Yes, it's the most nutritious root vegetable. It's so high in vitamins, minerals, and children love it.
Most of them do. Ours do. Beta carotene, that's why it's yellow and that's why it's so good for you and your children. Now, my children eat it as crossovers. We bake up heaps of sweet potatoes and they pile on the butter and salt.
Yes, yeah, and we don't want to talk about specialty ingredients, but my children being from Africa and the ones influenced from those from Africa, we love red palm oil on our bright orange sweet potatoes and it just ups the carotenoids and ups that beta carotene. And I tell you what, and we make it spicy with peppers. It's divine.
And we love Mexican sweet potatoes. So we do a nice energizing carb meal with that. We do some lean protein on it, some Greek yogurt, cut up lettuce, you know, salsa, just Mexicanize the whole thing. It's so great. So then
tuna, though, is a delicious tuna, way of proteining up your sweet potato in an E way.
Yeah, tuna on it with salad. Okay, so the next thing, leafy greens. We just have to talk about these because they're the basics of Trim Healthy Mama too.
Oh, yes.
We've gone 30 minutes. How are we going to get four done, Serene?
Should we do a part one, part two? What do you think, Mr. Producees?
Tell us, John. I think there's a part two here. So we got through,
Yeah, because, hey, we want to give suggestions.
We do. And I like all the details we've been giving here. So I think we've got a part two.
And we need
two.
To teach Danny four good things.
Danny needs to be back here because he needs to learn a thing or two.
I know. We might need to for his homework. So he needs to play this back.
My phone has been completely lit up with Danny. Girls, I wish I was there. How can you do this without me? I be a call-in guest? I mean, he's texting every
time. We need Danny to be a call-in guest. Can you call Danny on the phone and put it on speakies?
I don't think we're not set up for it. We're not set up. So, Danny, you just cuddle into your bed. Get better. And we
should be bringing him potty tea.
We should. We will see you all here next week. And hey, you're going to come for part two. We're bringing good stuff here. How you can get healthy and trim.
The cheap way.
The cheap way. Trim healthy mama my way. And then I'll be
trim healthy mama to stay. Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.